The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side, and this is issue number 91, Conan the Barbarian from 1982. Hey, Nudie and Pretzel are on fire in this one. Does Nudie like it? Does Pretzel like it? Does Pretzel try to convince Nudie that it's actually a decent movie? I know the answer, but I'm afraid to let you know, so you're just going to have to get into the store and listen for yourself. Because this one, it's a first for the Bright Side, I'll tell you that. Hey, John, I'm back. It's another Monday. How we doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Had a good weekend.
Good.
Not glad it's over, but hey, glad to be here.
I mean, you're just 6 days closer to the next one.
Yep, exactly. Speaking of which, how was your fourth? We never even talked about that last week. Did you do anything good?
It was a Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
I'm saying it was just Saturday.
Oh,
I literally did nothing.
Good for you.
I mean, I worked. You know, I mean, it was just a regular Saturday.
You were open?
Home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was open.
Yeah, I worked in the morning. Yeah.
I worked, came home, had dinner, watched TV. It was just another day for me. So, it was fine, but I don't do anything for the 4th of July, really.
Yeah.
You can't really get together for cookouts and all that stuff, or we're not supposed to.
Yeah. But we went over to the Davises.
Yeah.
So, I've been told I had a good time.
Oh, yeah. Those are always the best times, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. I tried some new lemonade drink.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're wasn't delicious. Lemons, huh?
Huh?
It wasn't lemons.
No, that's the dangerous part. It just tasted like lemons. Just tasted like lemon water. No sugar, no nut. It just, like, they were just delicious. And I didn't, but apparently the main content was vodka.
Right.
I tried to pace myself a lemonade, a beer, a water. A lemonade, a beer, a water.
And then it was just lemonade.
We started the day at 1 o'clock. And I end up at the after party at 11 o'clock, and I'm standing at my neighbor's house, at Derek's house, and I'm just standing there, and I just walked over to Jen, patted her on the back, said, I'm done. I just walked out. I couldn't even stand up anymore. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So, but it was a good time. We had a good time.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
Jen said she saw me sitting in the pool with Derek, and this was like at 10 o'clock at night. We're still sitting in the back end of the pool. He has a step in the deep end, and we're both sitting there, and Jen goes, man, you can talk. I was like, hello?
Yep.
I
was like,
I do have.
Do you know me? Did you just meet me? Did we? Hi, I'm DJ.
Right. Apparently the only time I can't talk is when giving toasts.
Yeah. Well, you talked. You just didn't say anything intelligible.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Moving on. So, hey, I checked out that Batman number 96 card stock there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Matina. That is really nice. I find it very interesting seeing I'm not reading a lot of Batman. Just like
glimpsed just looking at the cover
recently, and I see the Batcats may be on the outs, but I was encouraged by this cover that
at least she's still around.
She's here, but she has the Batarang around her wrist. See how the cable and that's his Batarang around her wrist. So I don't know. Are they fighting? I don't know. I'm dying, know. John. What's going on?
I know.
It's only been a few days, so we haven't got our latest shipment yet.
Yeah, I haven't got. It's due today.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
So
I'll report to you next week.
Yeah, you'll have to text me later today when you get the shipment, and if it's a good shipment, are we still in the upswing, or is it a downturn?
Although, I don't know. Like I said, 2 weeks still doesn't make a trend, but
no,
it'll be a good sign if we have another good delivery.
I mean, like I said, 1 week is nice, 2 week is you know, a repeat, and now right. three weeks makes yeah easy for me to
three
say.
3 weeks makes a trend.
Makes a trend. So we've later today. You got to text me and let me know. I want to know. Am I closer to getting through that stack?
Inquiring minds want to know.
But yeah, you got anything else? Any breaking news?
No, not in the last 10 minutes.
all right. You ready to get to this?
I think I am.
You think you are?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do Conan the Barbarian. I'm going to play this trailer. I chose this trailer specifically because it was nice and short.
Okay.
And we'll see, won't we?
Yep, we will. Not encouraged. I'm sensing a tone.
No tone.
It was a time not unlike our own, when brutal danger was a part of life. It was in this time that young Conan was orphaned at the hand of Thulsa Doom. And so it became a time for vengeance. But only after his body and his will were shaped by slavery on the wheel of pain could Conan begin his search. First, he had to learn the daring of the thief, the cunning of the fugitive, bravery of a warrior, the warmth of friendship, the passion of love.
Make a note.
And the wisdom of one who has suffered. Only then would Conan understand that revenge is the answer to the riddle of steel. Conan the Barbarian, a film by John Milius.
All right, John. This movie for me did not age well.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
A lot rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
I watched this movie over and over as a kid.
Yep.
Because of the, what did they call it? The passion of love, as they called it in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's like when we were kids, it was like, all right, Conan's on.
Yeah.
There were a few movies that when they showed up on HBO, you wanted to go see those. You wanted to, like, oh, it's on at 11 o'clock tonight. You get out of bed, sneak into the living room, put it on the TV.
Right. Yeah. It's obviously, it's an R-rated movie. So.
Yeah. But after that, I was just like, oh my God, this is slow. When I wanted to write down the time when Conan got his first line.
Oh, it was at least a half hour into the movie. And then, like, it burst out of him. Like, it took me – I jumped back a little bit when he started talking. Like, I knew what he was going to say, but I didn't remember that that's how it came out of his mouth. Like,
yeah. When he was sitting at the table and he had a, like, they asked him the question. Do you remember exactly what he said?
What does he say to what is best in life?
Yeah.
Yeah, to crush your enemies – to see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women. I mean, I've known that for 30 years. But I knew what he was going to say. It just it was like even Schwarzenegger, it was like he just learned to talk, like right there. It's
he
like
did.
He could not wait to get that out of his mouth, though. Like,
but he did. They had more lines for him, but he was in speech therapy the entire making of this movie.
Yeah.
And because of his Austrian, not Australian.
Austrian, yeah, he's Austrian. Yeah,
he's Austrian. His Austrian accent, couldn't. He was having a hard time with the language.
Yeah,
as you can see.
You can see. Now it fits for Conan a little bit, you know, because Conan speaks in monosyllables.
Yeah,
but yeah, and you know, nobody will ever accuse Arnold Schwarzenegger of being like an Academy Award winning actor.
Yeah.
But if you look at things he's doing now, you would think he was. because this was rough. Like, again, thinking back to the day when the last time I probably watched this, like, those action sequences seemed like they were action-packed, but they are not.
Oh, my God. They are not. They're like, typical Bright Side fashion. We're jumping right to the end.
We are.
And when he goes in to break up the, like, orgy,
yeah.
they start swinging, and it's like, was there a director on set? Did anybody care that people were swinging in air and people were just falling right. down? Or, like, blood is splattering, but the sword hasn't hit him yet? And
right. Well, even in the beginning, like, when they throw him into the pit so he can start learning to be a gladiator, it was like, this is yeah. so lumbering and so, so bad.
Oh.
It you're right. It didn't age very well at all. I had fond memories of this movie going into this.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'll watch it again. anytime
this
soon.
This isn't what I can honestly say. I don't know if I'll ever watch it again.
Yeah.
I mean, you asked if we could, you're like, oh, we could do Conan the Barbarian. I'm like, yeah. All right. I mean, how bad could it be?
Yeah, well, it's a comic book property, and I'm a Conan right. fan. Like, I like Conan yeah. as a character. And I was like, yeah, this would be fun. I haven't watched it in a long time. this is one of those ones where I've mentioned it before, where, like, actually watching it again spoiled the movie for me. And I'm almost afraid at this point to go back and rewatch movies that I used to like, because I may not like them anymore.
I'm telling you.
And it wasn't just Arnold either. Like, even James Earl Jones, who is a little bit more of an accomplished actor, he wasn't very good in this movie either. None of the acting was very good from any of the characters.
Yeah, I had high hopes for James Earl Jones.
Yeah,
and
Darth Vader.
Yeah, and when he took off that helmet at the beginning, you're like, this is, talk about stiff. I mean,
not just his hair.
No. Oh my God. That was lovely.
Yes. And stiff.
Yeah. Max von Sydow, or you know who yeah. I'm talking about, right?
Max von Sydow. Yeah. Was the
is that how king. You say it?
I say Sydow.
Yeah. He was the king. Right. He was actually pretty good.
He was good. Yeah.
But he was only in it for a good 40 seconds, I think. He had his yeah. one line, and that was it. And after that, it was tough. It was really tough. Even James Earl Jones, which I was surprised, because I like him a lot. And
well,
I
mean, yeah.
I like Arnold too, but I don't have high expectations for Arnold, especially in this. I mean, follows right. this up with, you know, Terminator, which actually had, I think, less lines.
Yes.
But it was another
one. It was
one.
Okay to be stiff in, because you were
you were a robot. Yeah, yeah, you were a robot. So you're supposed to be. It worked out. I like the idea of it. Did you see the new one?
Momoa? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I did. I saw it.
Was it
I didn't
any
think
good?
It was,
or?
I didn't think it was that great either.
It can't
but, I mean, it had
be
the
as
acting
bad.
No, the, I mean, the acting was better and... You know, here's the thing. Like, obviously, this
Jason
is
Jason Momoa.
This is like a 35-year-old movie now.
82,
so 38-year-old movie.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, like looking at it now, special effects wise, I mean, there's a lot of things that just don't hold up. But like, did we not
you
know
telling
how to
me that
act?
Wasn't a real
like,
vulture on his shoulder?
Yeah, but even the acting feels old. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
Just because technology is advanced in the last 38 years, but we still talk the same. Like, act, like it just felt like clumsy all the way around. And
right.
It's like we just still should have known how to act back then.
But,
you know,
I don't know if we should, cause watch old TV shows and you watch, did you see that one on Twitter that somebody put out of the Magnum PI? And it was a scene from Magnum PI and a parrot attacks him. And it is so bad. The acting is so bad.
I haven't seen it. But
we loved that show. And it's like,
yeah.
you go
well,
back
I
and
don't
watch
know. I'm
any
afraid
of
to,
them.
I won't go back and watch it now because.
But that's what everything was. Expectations
yeah.
are built upon, you know, getting to the next level. And what's it going to be like? Luckily, 30, 40 years from now, we'll you know, we'll be senile, so who cares?
Right. We won't be able to look back on anything except right. for the day before, but back in my day, yesterday.
Right. But you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not like, even if you go back and you watch like an older movie, even, well, The Godfather has good acting in it. But
that's what
I don't
I'm saying.
Know
There's still movies that had good, solid performances.
Right.
From
but do
actors,
they really you know? Measure up to today's good, solid performances? I'm not saying like, are there movies, is The Godfather better than a lot of movies today? Well, of course. Right. But take the best movie of this year and that, or the best acting that you can think of modern and put it up against that. And is it really? Because if you go and look at, I don't think it would be if you did side by side. It's because we learn as we go, and
I mean,
there's
think,
things that they can do.
I think the older movies had a, have a tendency to like be overly dramatic,
yeah.
whereas now things are a little bit more subtle. But I mean, you, again, take the great performances back then from like Brando or Al Pacino or whatever in those movies, and like the acting still holds up to what we would see today, I think, but they over, I think they tried to overemphasize for drama, like for effect more
right.
in older movies than they seem to now. And I don't know why that is. I guess, like you said, it's
I
just progress as we go on. Because as a species, I guess, like, I don't think we're smarter now than we were 40 years ago. I think we're actually dumber than we were 40 years ago. So it's not like
that.
it's not like we didn't know how to talk or hold conversations. Well, I mean, we have more technical knowledge now than we did then because of technology. But like, on a whole, like, I don't think we're a smarter race now than we were back then, you know? Like I said, I think we've gone backwards in a lot of ways from the way we used to be. And then obviously we've progressed in other ways, but so I don't think it's a product of, like I said, intelligence or anything like that. It's just a different style than,
well,
you know, what we have now.
So let me give you this analogy. And like, so when my daughter does dance, she has to put on a crap load of makeup.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, your sister's.
Right. So you can be seen. Right. So you can be seen from
right.
the crowd.
So
right.
from the crowd, they look natural.
Right.
Right. Well, with today's, you know, higher def cameras, everything, you can do a lot of more nuances that you couldn't do 40 years ago.
Right.
Right.
You had to try to overemphasize it with the acting.
Exactly. And it's yeah. like, do you remember the Friends episode when, what was his name? It still is his name.
One of the main characters?
No. Gary Oldman, he was acting with Joey. Now, I don't know if he was actually playing Gary Oldman on the show. I can't remember. But
right.
I don't know. Do you remember the episode when he was teaching Joey how to act? And he's like, you have to over enunciate everything you say.
Right.
And if you're not spitting on every take, like, and spitting on your, because you had to get your P's and everything, and that was acting, and that's what he was saying,
right.
because you have to over enunciate, which they were doing it for comedic effect, but there's some truth in that, and you
yes.
have to come off as alive, you have to do that. And there was, when I was watching, Gemini Man, I heard one critique of who was the actress in Gemini Man?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I can't remember her name. But anyways, they were saying how she was very subtle and it really plays well to 60 frames per second, which is a big deal. If you haven't seen Gemini Man in 60 frames per second, it's like ultra high def. Okay.
Right.
And at 4K, 60 frames per second, you see every nuance. And if you overact, it comes off as ridiculous. You know what I mean? So there are different techniques. And if our technology comes up, the acting ability and the acting has to change. So when we go back and watch these movies, especially we're watching these movies up converted.
Right.
And you're like, oh, what's so, you know, did you hear my podcast on Jaws?
Yes.
Okay. Did you go to the scene where the eyeball is drawn on? The shark's eye is drawn on with a Sharpie?
I don't have it.
Oh, okay. It's so ridiculous. It's like the shark that's strung up, you can see it, and it's drawn on with a Sharpie. It's as clear as day. But back in the, what was that, 75? You couldn't see that.
76, yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't see that.
No, well, again, we've talked about, like, I've gone back and watched old Star Trek episodes, and the same thing, you know, like, the sets are cardboard. They're clearly cardboard sets. And you can see it now in high def because everything comes out.
Right.
But again, I guess here's the difference for me, though, because, you know, you can look back on that show, too, and, you know, again, it's campy and stupid and has bad acting and bad special effects. And everything we're saying about Conan, I can go back and say about the original Star Trek series. So, like, do I feel different about it because of, like, nostalgia? Like, I don't even know the answer. But, like, I don't go back and look at those episodes and feel the same way that I did when I was watching Conan the other day.
You know why?
But, you know, they're not any better. They're actually even worse than Conan, you know? I mean,
I don't know.
But I think it's just because I guess I have some kind of forgiveness for that stuff because of what it means to me. Like, as many times as I watched Conan, it wasn't like that movie meant to me like Star Trek or Star Wars did, you know what I mean? And I don't know, do we give it a pass because of
nostalgia,
you know?
I think you do, but I also think there are stories there. Conan
was pretty shallow.
Yeah. Pretty shallow. It's like the entire time I'm like, this is like Game of Thrones if you take out the acting, the story, the special
effects.
The set design.
It's
like, I mean, there was nothing in here, and you're like, well, that kind of, it was, you know, this is a mock-up of Game of Thrones. It was just, there was nothing there. And it's like, I mean, that trailer that we just played was actually more informative and better than the movie.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, yeah, here's the quote, hero's journey. But when you're watching it and when you're literally slogging through the desert, it doesn't feel like a hero's journey. You're like, I mean, that, the one thing I'll say, the one where he's doing the, what do they call it? The Wheel of Pain.
Yes.
And where he gets sculpted, I was like, all right. Now, how's he supposed to get big on that? Why doesn't everybody get big? But if you watch the scene play out, he's the only kid that survived.
Well, and
so he got bigger, they all died off, and he was the only one pushing it. So that's how. Right. Which I thought that was pretty cool because I never noticed that before.
Yeah. I didn't remember that either. I guess I didn't pay enough attention either.
Yeah. But you just see he's at the beginning, it's him and a bunch of kids.
Right.
And then it's less.
And then
kids,
at the end, it's like
bigger.
He's kind of like
he's the only
he's
one.
He's really just pushing it, like with his fingers almost. It's like you know, nothing to him. Which, you know, obviously they're trying to signify how strong he is. But
you know, another thing I thought as they're traveling through the desert and his two companions, the woman and what's the guy's name?
Yeah, Supico, Supatai.
Okay,
Supatai, something like that.
So. They're smaller, more slender.
Yeah.
You're walking through the desert. Have you ever seen or heard the diet that like the Rock has to consume to maintain his size?
Oh yeah, it's like, you know, 9,000 calories a day or something. It's ridiculous.
What is Conan eating?
Right.
Like, to maintain that size, because the other two look like they've been walking through a desert.
Right.
You know, he's like, they're like, Conan, can you throw me a leg over here?
Well, even still, like, I don't care how much you're pushing that Wheel of Pain. Like you said, I'm sure they weren't feeding him 10,000 calories a day.
Well, they would have to be. It's like,
he was probably lucky to be eating once a day, you know?
Right.
He was a slave. And then really there was like, there's no explanation on the guy who comes and gets him. And then there's no explanation on why he sets him free after he's killed a bunch of people in the pit. It's just kind of like, okay, here, take off, brother. Like,
John, at that point,
I'm tired of making money off of you, so take off.
But at that point in the movie, do you really want them to stop to explain something?
We've got to move
this thing along.
Yeah.
If this thing was a slog as it was, if they started explaining like
it was
the
like,
retirement
none of this
plan
makes any
of
sense.
Of,
like, I don't,
of the guard.
Like, there's no reason for any of this stuff to be happening, you know?
Why
did you let this guy go, you know? It's like, he's making you a fortune in the pits, you know?
We're done.
Yeah.
Time to move this movie along.
I guess. Like, he can't be a slave forever. He has to go kill the snake guy. So.
Oh, the snakes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. I didn't forget about it. I just, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, my God. Things are disgusting. I don't like snakes anyways, but.
Yeah, I don't either, but they don't bother me all that much either.
Big, giant, oversized ones really don't bother me because they look fake.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I did read in the trivia stuff on IMDb that you know how they pinned the snake to the wall?
Uh-huh.
And they actually fired those arrows right past Arnold Schwarzenegger, for real.
Oh, really?
And it was, I believe it was the director that fired them because they decided he was the best shot. So, and that's
the short straw that day.
Right. I'm like, did they have a contest on who hit the most targets and then said, all right, Arnold, stand there. This is the best we got. might shoot you in the back of the head.
Yeah. William Tell.
Yeah, exactly. So, according to the trailer, did you find him that daring of a thief?
No. I mean, what did he steal? The only thing he stole was that gem. Yeah, the jewel.
Yeah.
He just walked up to it and took it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody stopped him. So.
Well, that's where they had to get the, you know, it was like daring. I mean, I suppose he, because of the snake, they dealt with that. But it was kind of like, I'm going to lower myself in like a well. The whole thing was just. That's what I mean. It's like that trailer was a lot better than the movie. It's like,
right? We just stop at the, just stop here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, for the first time in like Brightside history, we're struggling here.
Yeah.
How was this? Because we both did not like this. There's not much else to say. Like, you're a Conan comics fan.
I am. Yes.
How is it compared to that? I mean, is there any storyline? Because I didn't read Conan at all growing up. I'll tell you, I have an interesting story after you're done answering this that relates to Conan.
Well, this particular story doesn't necessarily relate to any of the specific comic stories that I remember reading. I mean, Thulsa Doom is a character in the Conan comics, you know, and obviously one of the big bad guys. But I don't know if this story, I mean, the origin's fairly, you know, I mean, it mirrors the comic's origin, I guess. But this particular revenge storyline and all that, I mean, I don't think this, I mean, there really wasn't anything to it. Like, I don't think it was adapted really from anything. I never read any of the original, you know, Robert E. Howard novels or anything. So I don't know if this is, like, really adapted from one or not, but... None that I really remember.
I thought I read in like Wikipedia or something like Valeria wasn't his original love interest.
No, I don't think. Yeah,
it was. I don't remember who it was, but I know like they changed that because of what they wanted her to be in the movie,
right?
And they thought that the character of Valeria would fit better in the movie. So,
yeah, even Subutai or whatever. Like, I don't know if he was necessarily a character from the movie or not. I mean, from the comics. I know, like I said, Thulsa Doom and obviously Conan are characters, but.
Well, you know the wizard and the narrator, Mako?
Guy that, yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to narrate the movie.
Oh, no?
No. Arnold was.
Oh. I was going to say, because
they changed
Mako,
that up quickly.
He's also not necessarily that eloquent. Of a speaker, but...
No, but could you imagine if the whole thing was...
Yeah, he was an improvement to Arnold.
Yeah, exactly. How about, though, I mean, we've got to give props. Those special effects to get James Earl Jones to turn into a snake?
Yeah, they were
Hashtag sarcasm?
Top notch.
Top notch, as well, it was like a cutscene.
As well as the, you know, those dazzling special effects when the spirits were trying to take Arnold to the underworld.
Yeah.
Like, all I could think of when I was watching that is, like, poor Sandal Bergman. Like, imagine having to act that scene out. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, here's your direction. Just pretend like you're having a seizure and we'll do the rest. It's like
we're gonna do some overexposure stuff to the film. Yeah. Or like, yeah, it was
that was a rough scene too.
It was, but this is the one I wanted to tell you about. Do you remember drawing all the Conan stuff? I mean, we were in art with Phil and Joe Dimitrik, you know, Phil Restaino, and yeah, we used to draw all the Conan scenes. And you draw in that, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger-type body with the holding the sword and the head in the other hand, and you'd be drawing, like, the...
I remember doing a drawing of him, like, nailed to the tree.
Yep.
The Tree of Woe.
What an original name.
Woe.
The Tree of Woe.
The Tree of Woe. Contemplate it on the Tree of Woe.
But all the different poses with the sword that he would do. Yeah. We used to draw all the, like...
Well, to be fair, every character I drew back then looked like Conan anyway.
Exactly. But that's where it came from, though. It's like, that's what we were drawing. It was like... But then the gore that we wanted to draw, we draw like the heads on the ground, and Phil was really good at drawing the heads.
Yeah,
he was ugh.
Severed heads were his thing.
Yeah,
basket
yeah,
full actually, of heads before basket full of heads.
Actually, I think he drew one in my yearbook.
A severed head,
a screaming severed head. Oh, yeah, nice. Something like that. When he signed my yearbook, it was pretty funny. That's about right.
I was like, that's funny. Yeah. that's what Lydia would come up with.
Yeah.
Oh, you want the slave one?
All right. Since we're struggling for the first time in Brightside history to even come up with... There's nothing bright here.
Yeah.
It's just tough. So let's have some fun. What's your favorite Arnold movies?
My favorite Arnold movies...
Yeah, what pops to mind?
Well, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Probably my top Arnold movie. Now I'm struggling for the name of it. What's the Mars movie?
Total Recall.
Total Recall. Total Recall is a good one. But I don't know. Once again, I think it's a good one.
I know.
I haven't gone back and watched it in a long time.
Do we dare?
But yeah, I don't know if I dare to go back and watch it. You know, like I said, any of the Terminator movies hold up. Like, this is, you know, I'm going to get some flack for this, I think, but I really like Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, really?
I do, yeah. I do like that movie.
It's
and
not
I like,
bad.
And I like Twins.
Twins is awesome.
Yeah.
Twins is awesome. But
I love Kindergarten. It's not a tumor.
Yeah. How many times do people quote that one?
Yeah.
It's like, I do it all the time. Jen and I do it all the time. It's not a tumor. But what about Commando?
Commando is, let off some steam, Bennett.
Yeah, I mean, this is the 80s. It's the time of the one-liners. And
Predator, you know, Predator's right up there.
Predator is, I'm looking forward to that one. I'm in 4K.
Again, maybe not.
No, I've seen that one so many times. I mean,
I have but I haven't seen it in a while, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Conan would stand the test of time too, you know, but it doesn't.
No.
So.
What was the guy's name that they're like, she's like, what happened to such a thing? He goes, I let him go.
Yeah.
He just dropped him. You said you'd let me go. Yeah. I lied. I loved Commando. But they're all cheesy.
Yeah, they are. Like I said, the Commando, I don't know, Commando is great.
You got Red Heat.
Red Heat is not one of the best.
No, come on. I mean, you can't go wrong. Schwarzenegger, Belushi, who doesn't see that team up coming?
Yeah. They're like peanut butter and jelly. Come on.
The Running Man, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I'm trying to think. I'm struggling to even.
We're in the R's. Let's do Raw Deal.
Trying to think of Arnold movies now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that come to mind immediately are the, like I said, the classics, if you could call them classics.
Wow.
Terminator and Predator.
What about True Lies?
True Lies is actually a pretty good movie.
I love True Lies.
Yeah, True Lies is good.
That's one of the ones that everybody wants to come out. Like, that movie hasn't come out on Blu-ray or 4K.
Is it not on Blu-ray?
No.
That's weird.
No, they haven't done a Blu-ray of that or The Abyss. Two Cameron movies.
That's unusual, too.
Yeah.
The Abyss, the special Abyss effects is awesome. That were great, yeah.
Yeah, the special effects in The Abyss led to Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Because that water that liquid, manipulation yeah, that, thing that they did turned out to be the T-1000.
Right.
But I love that movie, and that especially the special edition version I had on Laserdisc, and it's actually a better movie when you get the entire story. And how right. You do know, like, the story that the water, the creatures in the water, the aliens, they were getting ready to destroy the planet.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because they knew we were going to. So they were going
to
wash us out.
And
there
was
a big
punch.
Yeah, there was a big wave that froze right at the, like, over California. And they controlled it and stopped it because everything that happened in the Abyss, they actually talked them down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much more to that movie that never came out. Who could forget Mr. Freeze and Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Arnie.
That's classic.
Yep.
Just talked about that a few weeks ago when Joel Schumacher passed away.
Yeah. Yep. All of his movies, when they come out, you almost like have to go see them.
Right.
Like Eraser. Remember that one?
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, exactly. But Eraser was with you had James Caan, but what was her name? Vanessa Williams?
Yes.
I think that was like one of her first big movies or something.
Probably was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that one. The thing is, you forget about a lot of them till they come up.
No, but he's always remembered for, like, if you ask somebody, it's like Conan and Terminator.
Or Terminator, you're right.
Those are his
Predator.
Two most iconic
Predator
roles.
Predator and Terminator, I guess, too. Predator's got to be right up there, top three.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was classic 80s movie, 80s action movie star, right? There's him and Stallone were in 100 movies in that time frame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're all basically the same movie. It's all the hero on the revenge tour, so.
Yeah. Oh, you know what one I like that a lot of people haven't, well, I can't say they haven't liked it. Last Action Hero.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it's good. It's not one of my favorites either, but it's good.
I like it. Yeah. I like the premise of it. You know, the star coming out of the movie and then, you know, fish out of water type story, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's had a hell of a career.
Oh, he has. Yeah, no doubt.
And we're talking about it. After that was his beginning. How do you have a hell of a career after that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's jacked.
Yeah. I was going to say, it really kind of has gone downhill from there. You know, his biggest movies were right at the beginning.
And he was the governor.
Yep, the governator. Because he doesn't really, I don't know if he's retired from acting. I can't even think of the last thing he did. I mean, has he been in a movie in when? Well,
he was in the most recent Terminator.
Oh, that well, that's true. Duh.
He was in Dark Fate.
That's true.
Definitely
he was in
that.
Terminator. Yeah. I was going to say, because he doesn't do many movies anymore.
Yeah, he's been in, he's been in the last, I don't know, how many Expendables are there
now? I was going
to
say, I know he's in the Expendables.
He's been in those. He's also been in the last, couple Terminators. He was in Genesis.
Right. He's been in, every Terminator that I... Actually, hasn't he? Is there one that he wasn't in?
No, he hasn't been in all of them. I think the middle one, I think with the one with...
Was he in the one with Daenerys?
Yes.
Emilia Clarke, he was in that one, right? That was Genesis.
That's Genesis.
Okay.
And then, no, I'm talking about the one with...
But he was he was in Dark Fate. So what was the one before that?
Christian Bale. He wasn't in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Salvation.
Right.
I think
Terminator
Salvation. He wasn't in that one. I can't remember. I know he wasn't in that one. I can't remember of another one that he wasn't in.
Yeah, I thought he'd been in most of them.
Yeah. He was even on 2 and a Half Men. You remember that?
No.
He was in the season finale.
was he?
Yeah, he played the, like, I think it was like the head cop or whatever when they were looking for Charlie. And they walk into the office and he's sitting there. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because that was the season finale, series finale of Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. The series finale. And they had a whole bunch of guest stars showed up. Because do you remember the end of that where Charlie Sheen was rumored to have showed up?
Yeah.
He was going to be in it. But they kept looking for him and they were making a joke out of everybody thinking it was a rumor. And do you remember who it was at the police station?
No, I'm trying to think back. Him. I know I watched it, but
It was Christian Slater.
Oh, yeah.
And he was handcuffed to the bench.
Yeah.
But he was Christian Slater. He's funny. Like, I'm Christian Slater. I'm not him. Thought that was funny.
Yeah. I can't even remember that finale now.
Oh, come on. Nick, I just saw on IMDb.
What did we forget?
Announced The Legend of Conan. It's coming.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I mean, we have a 97-year-old Rambo, so I guess we can have Conan has to get old. It's like Grandpa Conan, so.
Well, they could just tie him back up to the Tree of Woe and say he's been there forever.
Right, he's been there the whole time. He hasn't aged well.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, they teased it. You know, at the end of Conan, they teased another story of him becoming king. And we never got it, so.
No, because we got him as a destroyer.
Yeah, we got Conan the Destroyer. And then I think he showed up in the Red Sonja movie, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Because they were building a Conan-verse at one point.
But he was
point.
A different character.
That's true, that's right. He wasn't Conan. He was in the movie, but he was a different character. Even though it would have made sense for him to just be Conan because
right, but
they
even
have crossed paths in the movie.
I remember when that movie came out, it had nothing to do with Conan.
Right.
And they were saying, and I was like, well, why would you not do that? Were they trying to separate themselves from
That's
it
what
or
I
something?
Mean. I don't know why they wouldn't have just had him be Conan.
And how does that first one get a sequel?
Well, I mean, actually, I imagine it was a pretty big success, actually.
Actually,
at the
time. It was. No, it was. I read this. You know, I'll look up the numbers on it while I'm talking. But I did read this. It was set as a 4-movie deal.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And
so maybe that's why
Arnold
he shows
was tied
up
in, to all
in,
four.
Maybe that's why he shows up in Red Sonja. Maybe that fulfills like number 3 or something.
So actually, it didn't do too bad. So its budget was $20 million.
Yeah.
Arnold probably got 18 of it.
Yeah, not back then.
Another $10 for the...
I think that was what, like his second movie? Like he was just coming off
buzzards.
He did Pumping Iron, which was more like a
quasi-documentary.
But so I guess this was really his first role.
I think this was his first big role.
Yeah, so I mean, he wasn't commanding giant box office at the time, but...
No. No, he had some smaller roles earlier, like he was on TV as, let me look back here. It says he was in the Jane Mansfield story as Mickey Hardgate, something like that. He was on the villain as a handsome stranger. He was on Streets of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
As Joseph Schmidt. Good for him. He was in Stay Hungry.
Streets of San Francisco.
He was in Stay Hungry as Joe Santo. And these had to be all non-speaking lines.
Yeah.
The Long Goodbye, Hood in Augustine's Office, uncredited. And Hercules in New York. He was Hercules as Arnold Strong, Mr. Universe. That was
his name.
So
that was before Conan, right?
Oh, yeah. That was 1970 he did that one, Hercules in New York.
I don't think I ever even saw that. I don't remember ever seeing that.
No, a lot of people didn't. No, and Pumping Iron isn't even on IMDb, so I don't know if that's considered like...
Right, because I think it was more of a documentary than...
Right.
It wasn't a fictional movie.
Right. But getting back to the whole budget and everything, $20 million budget did $9,600,000 on opening weekend, $39 million gross... And $68 million worldwide.
Yeah, so by you know by
so
those
three
standards,
times, yeah,
it's pretty big hit.
Yeah, pretty big. Send them back to the desert.
Yeah, so I mean, but it warrants a sequel for sure, you know.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, results, I mean, the quality of the movie aside, I mean, the financial numbers warrant a sequel. You know. I wonder what interrupted the four movie arc, though.
Huh?
I wonder what interrupted the four movie arc.
Oh, I heard you.
Yeah.
Dude, they were bad.
But they were making their money. Like, they don't care if they're good or bad. You know what I mean? It performed at the box office. There was no reason not to make number three or number four.
Well, let me see what Destroyer did. Because I don't think Destroyer did very well. Yeah. Destroyer budget was $18 million.
Oh, it was lower budget.
Lower budget. Opening weekend was $6 million, almost $7 million, $6.9 million. U.S. gross was 31, and cumulative worldwide gross was 31.
That doesn't make sense.
Apparently,
it didn't have any worldwide distribution.
I guess not.
Well, that seems odd.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, it didn't do very well, I guess.
Well, I mean, like, the U.S. gross matched the same as the first movie. Those numbers can't be right. I mean, there had to have been a worldwide gross. I mean, it had to have gone to other countries. It just seems weird.
Yeah, Barbarian grossed 39, Destroyer grossed 31.
Right.
That's U.S., but for some reason, the other one, Destroyer, it only says 31 worldwide, so I don't know. Maybe it didn't make it overseas. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is weird. And I don't feel like researching why.
Yeah, no, I don't. It doesn't matter that much. Just curious.
No. So have we done our best to turn this into an entertaining podcast?
I mean, I don't know if we succeeded, but we've given it the old college try.
Hey, John, they can't all be great.
They can't all be gold, yeah.
And it's tough. There's not a lot of content this out one's there, like, so we're struggling here.
But this one's like fool's gold.
No, we're the fools. Yeah. This is not. Yeah, this is why I'm excited for next week. It's like we haven't typically by now we'd be doing a movie or something.
Yeah,
but we've just been going back to the well, and here we are. We've got to, John. We got to pull out our A game. We got to come up with something better.
They got to come up with something better than, like, there's no new content, so we're going back to
exactly.
Like I said on the show the other day, I watched Warrior Nun, which is a comic book property, and, you know, that's one we should probably do a show on.
Okay.
You know, we have The Old Guard coming up and Umbrella Academy coming up, so hopefully we'll have some more things to talk about.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to The Old Guard because if nothing else, it's a new movie. It's a new fresh content, you know, and to be able to take that in and, I mean, whether it's good or bad, it's going to be fun.
Right.
God, I'm hoping it's good.
Yeah, me too. I have high hopes for it. But, you know, sometimes that sets us up to be let down. So hopefully that's not the case.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. So what do we got coming up on Wednesday? What do we got coming out?
We got Empire number 1 is coming out. Dark Knight's Death Metal number 2 is coming out. And Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes out. Dead Game number
Dead
1.
Dead Game, yeah. I was going to say Dead Planet, but that's deceased. Snake Eyes Dead Game is coming out.
Oh, I forgot Rob Liefeld's doing that one.
Yeah.
And that's
I know he's doing the art. I don't know if he did the writing or not, but I know, I know he's drawing it.
So that's the Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's IDW. That's G.I. Joe.
Not a lot of writing there.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak.
True. Well, he has inner monologue, right? So.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we had a Chewbacca series from Marvel. If we can do that, we can do Snake
That's
Eyes.
True.
So.
Yeah, but at least Chewbacca actually does speak. We just don't understand him.
True.
Snake Eyes flat out doesn't speak.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I guess if you speak Wookiee, then it was a lot more to the story.
Right.
So.
No, but you could put it... That's the thing, is in they do it in comics all the time. They'll italicize, like, spoken in Russian or spoken in
Right,
Wookiee.
Right, but the series didn't actually do that. It was just everybody else around him talking and him just roaring through the whole thing. So
oh, really?
You had really no perspective from Chewbacca at all. So
right.
That's what I'm saying. If you can do that, then
but that's what I mean. Yeah, but that's what I mean. At least if he roars something and then you get out of context what everybody's saying that did understand them, that's easy to do. But Snake Eyes flat out doesn't speak.
Right.
There's no gathering from context. Like, nobody else understands them. Nobody hears them.
Right.
So I don't know. But I guess you're right. They could do an inner monologue, but then that would defeat the whole Snake Eyes thing.
Yeah. I guess we'll see what they do. Maybe Liefeld is writing it because he doesn't need to actually write anything. So
right. I was just going to make an inappropriate joke.
Yeah.
All right. We'll leave it at that. All right. Between
sorry
now
guys.
And, yeah. We will be back on Thursday with comics and books and fun stuff. And we will try to redeem ourselves on Thursday. Maybe some rock and roll, John.
I mean, have at it. Knock yourself out.
You're so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Knock yourself out.
Until then, check us out on Twitter at brightside_chat. You can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Check out all the great podcasts on Nerdy Legion at nerdylegion.com. You can go there and you can subscribe. Just click subscribe and you get all the podcasts. We do really appreciate that. And you can go on iTunes or any of your podcast providers. And you can rate, review, and subscribe. We'd really appreciate that as well. So, all right. Another great podcast down, John.
We did it.
All right. Take it easy.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.